Let's stand up. Praise God. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we pray for all those that are missing in action this morning. Whoa, I don't know what's going on, but I'm glad you're here. He brought out everybody that should be here. So, Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Teach us, Lord. You teach us, Lord. You teach us what you want us to learn, and let us be hungry. Put your hand on your belly. God, I'm hungry. I'm starving. I'm starving. I'm hungry and thirsty for the Word of God, for the presence of God in Jesus' name. Jenny, I want you to come up here because you know this for real. Come here and see if I put that down right. Is that the, or did I get something that wasn't exactly right? That's exactly right or it's not? Well, I'm just going to let you lead us in it three or four times. But listen, I'm pumped. I am pumped. Every time I turn the news on, I see people getting offended so bad because of righteousness. I really, really, for the first time in a long time, I really, really believe Roe v. Wade. That was just a dream. That was just something out there that could happen. I really believe that abortion is going to end in America.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Come here, come here. They can't hear you. This is on World Wide Web.
Last week they closed an abortion clinic in Kentucky. There's only one left in Kentucky.
Yep. Market Street, we've been there. Yep. Yes, ma'am, you're right. There's only one left in Kentucky, and I don't know about Indiana, but praise God, and our governor, our ex-governor and vice president is the first one that ever made a speech at the Right to Life parade and everything. It's like, what's going on here, God? And this guy, listen, whether you like him or not, he's doing what he said he would do. And it's peeing some, if I could be your friend, I would say it like that. But it is torquing some people off, man. It's about time. It started, you know, it's about time. The only president I ever known that did what he said he was going to do was Obama. And I didn't like what he did. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. And this man's doing exactly what he said he was going to do, too. So we need to pray. Whether you agree with him or not, you need to pray that God will use him to be like a sledgehammer. Drain the swamp, God, whatever it takes. And I am just so pumped. But I want y'all all to chant this, but chant. Oil, not chant. Don't oil, don't chant. Declare, decree. Because I think the first time I heard this was at the Call DC, which was how many years ago? 2000. 17 years ago. And you said prison, we've been going out there for 20 plus years. But not we didn't have the regular Sunday service, so praise God for that. But let's pray this. This is what they said to pray. They gave you a red wristband, which it said life, and I'm ashamed. I don't have my life band anymore, but I probably need to order some for the church. But just tell them what the decree was.
Okay. It's Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. So that's what we're going to pray and declare. Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. Jesus, I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I don't know why I need to bring this up because I told somebody, I'm trying to think where I was at. Oh, it was a lady at Food Pantry, and I brought up, she said, well, I'm voting for Hillary. I don't even know why she said that to me. I said, really? I said, you got kids? Yeah, I got kids. I said, you know what she believes in? She believes in third trimester abortion. She believes in abortion all the way up till the birth canal. You know how they do it? She said, no. I said, they deliver them body first, reach in there, and they stick forceps in their head and spread it open and cut their spinal cord and suck their brains out. No! I said, oh, look it up. She came in the next time. She says, you made me mad. She said, you made me furious. But she said, when I found out and I looked, that's all I can think about, how barbaric and wicked that act is. And praise God, there's healing if that's happened to you. That's what that, if you've never seen that wall down there, we built that wall so women could be healed of something they've been talked into or lied about in Jesus' name. But there's a guy I heard on the, I was blessed. I don't know if y'all know, but I got away for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and came back Friday morning. Red River Gorge, stayed in a cabin, and just, I was going to go out hiking a lot, you know. And I remember the first evening in there, I was talking to the Lord in the hot tub. I'm like, boy, it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. We'll go hiking, Lord. He said, well, you can if you want to, but you came here to spend time with me. So I spent 3 days in that cabin, you know, and I got to admit, sometimes it gets a little close sometimes, but you know what? I got a refreshing, and I got a fresh touch from the Lord and fresh vision. And usually I go, I want God to show me plans for this year and stuff. It wasn't like it. It was like, God, just refresh me. I don't need no plans. You can give them to me as things go on. But anyway, I got to pull up some sermons. I got to listen to Damon Thompson a couple of times. And there was this Sid Roth, I think. I wish I had, you know, if I had cable, that'd be the one thing I'd want to listen to. It's supernatural. But there is a guy, and I may have even heard this. I think I heard this on the radio on a Christian station on the way home. There's a guy that's wrote a book, and it's about the greatest mass murderer in America. And there's a doctor that had a clinic, and he allowed babies to be born because it was easier for them to be born than to go through all that stuff in the birth canal. He allowed babies to be born, and hundreds and possibly thousands of babies, he took their life after they were already, yeah, I mean, and that's probably not an isolated, this has probably happened. I mean, I'm not trying to turn y'all, I just want you to know how evil breeds evil. I mean, you start out just, well, we'll take them, you know. It's evil regardless whether they're 1 week old, 1 day old, 1 week old. But, you know, it's just like, well, what the heck? And, you know, euthanasia and all that stuff has just permeated our country. And the respect for life, you wonder why there's 100 and something murders in Louisville? Because babies are being butchered and murdered. So this is an important thing that we pray for America to get this sin of abortion and this innocent blood off our land. So praise God. And we need to pray that this thing with making Jerusalem the capital of Israel, that this will go through without hitch too, because it's very important. We can be blessed and blessed and blessed for these things. So we don't want the curses, do we? Lord God, Jesus, we give you praise. And I gave you a title last week. I'll give you one this week. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Yes, Lord, change me, Lord. We say, I don't know if you've ever said that, but when I first got saved, it's like, change me, Lord, because I had this strong knowledge that I needed to be changed. I don't know if y'all did or not. But it's changed me, Lord. And God says, will you work with me, son? Will you work with me, daughter? You know? He gives you a part. He partners with you. Anytime you ask him something, he wants to partner with you, you know? What's that saying? It's kind of cornball and wore out, but give a man a fish and he eats for a day, and teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime. So that makes a lot of sense. And this is out of that 40-day from wrong thinking, this here. It says, you can't change your heart. In fact, it's Bill Johnson. You can't say, I can't change my heart, and God won't change my mind. But if I will change my thoughts, then my heart will change. That is good stuff. You want to say that again? Because you can read it. If you're not getting, how many of y'all are not, have tried to get these messages and you can't get them for some reason? Because they're all on Facebook. If you get on Facebook, are you not able to get them on Facebook? Is anybody getting them on email? If you're not, I don't know why, because I've got a list of 24. Well, you can get them on Facebook until I don't know why. I think it's our poor internet service at my house. That's probably my fault. But well, let's say this again. I can't change my heart. And God won't change my mind, but if I will change my thoughts, then my heart will change. And think about that. How many times have we cried out, if we are being honest with ourselves, for God to change us? His plan is to change us, at least in part, through the renewing of our minds, right? Romans 12:2. Says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and perfect His will really is. Not only will you be able to change things, you'll enjoy it, Landon. You'll enjoy it. For me, you know, when I first came to Jesus, I think one of the things that kept me from coming to Jesus was I knew what He wanted. And there was things I didn't want to give up. I don't know if y'all ever felt that way or not, but when I really came to Jesus and said, your will be done, not mine, it was like a joy. It was like a joy to please Him. Does that make sense? I wanted to please Him. It wasn't like I had to please Him. If I'd had to please Him, I wouldn't have pleased Him. You know, because without the Spirit cooperating with the soul and overcoming the flesh, you're just kind of spinning your wheels, aren't you? But y'all have done that, praise God. But I had to go through a lot of this. I want to talk about is, You ever felt like you're kind of clogged up? You ever felt like that spiritually, like you're kind of clogged up and things just aren't? Well, you know, here I was out in the middle of the wilderness, braving the cold, in a hot tub. I mean, it was rough. Yeah, I know. Two or three times a day I had to sit in that hot thing, at least. But the point is I think it was the second day there, I thought, God, I need a bump start. So I thought of deliverance. I don't know if y'all ever think, well, maybe things have got place in my life. I don't know. I've been through deliverance. How many of y'all been through deliverance session? And I got a lot of freedom, praise God. I got a lot of freedom. But I looked up and I just punched in self-deliverance because I knew there wasn't no squirrels or anything that were going to help me probably. But I punched in and this title came up and I looked, seen the guy had been on Sid Roth and da-da-da, him and his wife. And I thought, Well, I can't go to the Christian bookstore. I probably couldn't find it anyway. But now with the internet, you can download a book. I'm like, this is so cool. And I know I'm going in a lot of circles, but can you believe in the mountains of eastern Kentucky where Daniel Boone trotted through and rough terrain, they've got super-duper fast DSL internet. I'm like, I can't even get it in Greenville. I can't even get it in my church. But, I mean, I downloaded this book, and it wasn't deliverance prayers. It wasn't your standard type of deliverance, but it was good. It was very good because it was awesome. And it showed you how to, really it was about walking in the Spirit, and it was about laying down things. And, you know, before y'all think I'm weird and I bring up these verses, this lady was a licensed psychologist, and the husband was a pastor. And you think, how does that? And she started talking about all the things that medical science is starting to learn that is really spiritual, is really Bible. And I'm thinking, I don't need that confirmation, but it's just kind of cool when science starts catching up with the Bible. They'll never catch up with the Bible because it's revelation just keeps, you know, evolving, God, as we go on. But they said, you know, that. And I'll read this verse here in a minute, but the book of John, it says, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, I know it says heart in the New King James and probably others, but it's literally belly. It's belly. It's the belly is considered the intestines, the stomach, the nasty parts, the good part, the digestive tract. And they've discovered that there's a nerve, I think it was called, I won't get this right, I think it was called the vagus nerve. And it, Vegas, thank you. Vegas nerve. A Vega, that was the worst car ever built, probably. I don't know why they, but it's called the vagus nerve. And it goes from your brain to your gut. And they believe that some of your seat of emotions are in your gut. And they're finding out how important it is to have healthy guts, right? Because if you don't have probiotics and stuff working in your guts, you get sick. I know this sounds kind of gross, but imagine the Bible saying out of your gut, out of your womb, out of your innermost being, for women, your womb, this is all in this area right here. So it, to me, that makes things, you know, I think the first time I was at a Pentecostal place or a prophetic place, and they said, now put your hands on your belly and start, and I'm going, yeah, yeah. And some of these prayers they lead you through, put your hands on your belly and make demand on that spiritual river. Make demand on that living water right now. And when it's to fruition, it'll just splash on people. It'll just, you'll walk in a room with a bad atmosphere and just splash, everything changes. That's what God wants for us. He wants us to walk continually in His Spirit. And if you should sin, you just give it to Him. You just get quiet. Does that make sense? It was too simple to do. I'm reading these prayers. It's like, okay, you could go, ooh, this is New Agey. But it's not. The New Age stole God's precepts and used them, and the church went, bah, there's nothing to that. But there is. You see where you're at, right? Let me read a few scriptures first. I'm just going to read them, okay? Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. Psalm 84:1-2, how lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. My heart and my flesh cry out. My innermost being, my gut, my living water holder cries out. Cries out. Proverbs 20, verse 4. The lazy man will not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man, counsel in the deep places of man, counsel in the womb of man, counsel in the gut of man, right? Will what? It's like deep water. But a man of understanding will draw it out. It's a deep place in here. It's a very deep place. But somebody that understands this, and I think what the Lord's saying, understand that I've got more for you than what's here. And I know Danny and the prayer that's been going up has been definitely in the Spirit. But it's about letting the Spirit of God rule your life. It's about listening to the Spirit of God. And it don't take long. The more you engage and the more you spend time getting in that secret place, you can get in there almost instantly. When you just go, Father, I've sinned. God, forgive me. And I used to do this, see, but you get to where you know how to do things on cruise control, right? I'm being honest with you. You know, yesterday Donna was with me. She knows how irritated I get in traffic. Because let's face it, nobody can drive like you can, right? And I'm like, man. Yeah. And somebody cut me off or something, and I'm like, I don't curse. I don't do that anymore. But it's just like, you idiot. You know, that's just as bad as call no man a fool. You know, that's not a good thing. I told Donna, and I said, I repent. I'm sorry. I bless this person. They're in a hurry for whatever reason. Bless them, Jesus. And it was like peace. It's like all that just gone, you know. And y'all know all this stuff, but we need to remember it. We need to remember the wonders of the Lord. We need to remember how he works if we'll allow him to. And we can walk in peace. We can walk in constant peace. I believe that. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel 11:19. I will give them one heart. And I think this is right after, there's a wheel within a wheel, and it's turning on me, turning on in me. Yeah, sorry. The glory girl, the glory lady. Oh, I will give them one heart. I will put in them a new spirit. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh that they may walk. So why? So you can walk in my statutes, you can keep my judgments and do them, and you shall be my people, and I will be their God. Whoa. Give me a fleshly heart, God. Give me a heart where my heart's been stoned. Take a sledgehammer to it. Break it up, God. Break up that fallow ground and give me what I desire. Fellowship with you. Peace. All the fruits of the Spirit. What? Love. We just name them off like, boy, I got that memorized and that's cool. You realize what that means? Love. What does love mean, man? God is love. And he gave. Love gives, right? Cheerfully. You're right. God loves a cheerful giver. When you're in traffic and they cut you off, you just go, that's all right, son. That's all right, daughter. Love, joy. Joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Peace, 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 peace. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, faithfulness, kindness. Help me, Jesus. Goodness, self-control. Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? Self-control. Woo! Put down that bagel, boy. Oh, I did. I bought a pack of bagels. I love them. Cream cheese and bagels, man. That was some of my breakfast food, man. I'm just telling you how bad I sinned this weekend. Whoa! It was so good. It was so good. What? Did you eat a bagel? Oh. Oh, go on. I can take it. I release you and I forgive you in Jesus' name. Oh, it got worse than that. Pimento cheese. Woo! I love that stuff. But I'm free. I'm free. No, I did eat pizza at the party yesterday, but I did it to be sociable. I'm a social eater. Matthew 12, verse 34. You okay, Janet? Not making you mad, am I? Tell me if I am.
No.
Brood of vipers. How can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the... out of the abundance of the belly, the mouth speaks. You can tell when you get around somebody where their heart is pretty quick, can't you? And lots of times it's idols, isn't it? Like carbs, you're right. It's idols. For every idle word that man speaks, he shall give account of on the day of judgment. And that ought to wake us up a little. I mean, God, I'm sorry. And if you think all the idle words you've spoken in your life, it's like, oh, man, that's a lot of idle. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. John 7:37. We already did this one. But on the last, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water." He spoke this concerning the Spirit whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. He has come. The Holy Spirit has come. Praise God. He came, what, 2,000, whatever. I can't even keep track how many years. 2,000 and however many years. 17 since he was born. So minus 33, and I guess you get the date of the first Pentecost, right? Everybody, stand up. Put your hands on your belly. Don't cross your arms, Brittany. Hands on your belly now. I saw that. I'm serious. Take this very seriously. Just say this. I thirst. And I come to you, Jesus. And I drink. I believe in you, Jesus. As the Word of God says, and out of my belly will flow rivers of living water. Jesus, you said, if that I would only believe on you, I will receive the gift and the fullness of the precious Holy Spirit. I speak to you, belly, living water flow, living water flow. Come on, pat on it. Living water, flow. You've been stopped up too long, devil. You get out of there. Sludge, you get out of there. Get out of there, every foul thing that keeps the water from flowing. Sin, go in Jesus' name. Sin, go in Jesus' name. Desire for other things, go. Lord, I thank you that you fill me. You don't leave me empty, God. You fill me. Now fill that empty spot we've made room for, God. Fill it, God, with living water. And God, let that living water flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Because if it sits there, it'll get stagnant. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I gotta sing. I gotta sing a song with you, okay? I'm going to slow it down. We're not going to do the cymbals like youth group used to do, but I thought this is such an awesome song. Hold your belly. Keep on that belly. I have peace like a river. I have peace like a river. I have peace like a river in my soul. In my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my gut. In my gut. I have joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. In my soul. I've got joy like a fountain. I've got joy like. I've got joy like a fountain in my soul. I've got love like the ocean. I've got love like the ocean. I've got love like the ocean in my soul. One more time. I have love like the ocean. I have love like the ocean in my soul. In my soul. Okay, y'all can sit down. Praise God. You just close your eyes for a second. Keep your hand on your belly. Jesus, we want to press into what you have for us this morning, Lord. We want to press into what you have for us this morning, Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. It's the power of God, not only saving my spirit, but renewing my soul, restoring my soul, and renewing my body in Jesus' name, God. And I thank you, Lord, we are wonderfully and fearfully created. We were made in your image, God, spirit, soul, and body. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, God, we are made in the very image of God, Lord, and you desire us to be in alignment, God, in Jesus' name. You desire us to walk in the Spirit that will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, God. You desire us to have our souls restored and our brokenness restored and our unforgiveness gone in Jesus' name. So, Lord, just say, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I'm weak, but Lord, you are strong, and your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Lord, show me right now, deep inside, show me any unforgiveness, God. Show me that person's face right now, in Jesus' name. And I want you to feel, listen, I want you to feel what you felt when that arrow went in, okay? I just want you to feel that emotion that you felt, what it was like, how it hurt, whether you was a little child, the first one he brought to you, or it was last week. And now I want you to, you don't have to say it out loud, but I want you to forgive that person first and then forgive yourself for holding unforgiveness and forgive God. If you've held anything against you, God's done nothing wrong, obviously, but Lord, forgive me for holding against you, Lord. And if you will do that, God will, you'll feel that peace come. You'll feel that peace come when that did anybody get any relief there? Boy, I know I did. Show me that person, God, that rejected me. Show me that person that abandoned me and left me, God. Feel it. Down in that gut. Feel what you felt in your gut when that happened. Now start releasing them. Might be several people, but just start releasing them and letting them go. There's nothing worse. Apply the blood of Jesus over our mind right now, Lord. I forgive. I forgive that person.
You're our living hope.
You know, you may never forget it, but you can forgive. The enemy will always try to bring that back up to you, but you can always forgive. Praise God for forgiveness, huh? And Lord, I release, I loose that memory. I loose that sin, God, as I've repented. In Jesus' name. Jesus. See, this applies to soul ties. All you got to do is forgive. All you got to do is forgive. And renounce. Renounce any ungodly tie in your life. Jesus. You know, and this, we could go on a long time, but you know, it's kind of like a, it's kind of like that 40-day fast from wrong thinking. You know, you thought in your heart, you thought down here in your deepest part that you can do nothing. Yeah. You have no real purpose, you know, and I think a lot of people struggle with that. Lord, I know, Jesus, that you made me for a reason. Just confess that to him in your heart. I know you made me for a reason, Jesus. Lord, forgive me for thinking that you created something that was without worth, God. Lord, everything you've made has worth. Everything has a purpose, Lord. So, Lord, forgive me. I forgive myself for that in Jesus' name. And I forgive, Lord, I forgive you where I have thought that you haven't given me gifts and callings like other people. That's a lie. That's a lie. God has called us and gifted us and made a way for us in the wilderness in Jesus' name. We're coming out of the wilderness, praise God. Yes, Jesus. Lord, bless these saints of God, Lord. Bless them going out and bless them coming in. God, bless them with prosperity. Bless them that all their needs are met, Jesus. Bless them that their soul is restored. Bless them that their bodies are healed. And above all, God, bless them with a spirit. The Spirit of God without measure, God. And they will walk in the Spirit. And when that happens, they won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus. And he will forgive you for all sin. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is ask in Jesus' name. Do you need prayer for anything? If you need prayer for some freedom in your life, some deliverance, come forth, man. God'll meet you right where you're at. But y'all come. If you just need to spend some time at the altar, please. There's something about bowing your knee at the altar. There's fire in that. It's humbling yourself in the mighty hand of God. Jesus. Humble yourself. Submit yourselves to the Lord. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.